This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Russian political opposition leader Alexei Navalny remains in a coma at a hospital in Siberia, where Russian doctors say they have found no sign he was poisoned. Meanwhile, Navalny's allies say the Kremlin is preventing a medical evacuation to Germany, arguing that places Navalny's life in mortal danger because the hospital treating him is under-equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny, a fierce critic of Russia's President Vladimir Putin, became violently ill after drinking tea that his supporters say was laced with poison. En route back to Moscow, his flight made an emergency landing in the Siberian city of Tomsk. The chief doctor at the hospital treating Navalny said moving him would put his life at risk because his condition is unstable. In Belarus, opposition politician Svetlana Tikhanovskaya today called on her backers to step up their strikes at factories across the country to force a new presidential election. Belarus, a former Soviet republic, is facing its biggest political crisis since the breakup of the USSR. Tens of thousands of demonstrators are proclaiming that longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko's re-election this month was rigged and is illegitimate. Lukashenko, who's been in power for a quarter century, rejects any new vote despite the growing political unrest. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for president, promising to be what he called an ally of the light and someone who would unite the nation. Speaking to a virtual audience because of the coronavirus pandemic, Biden said, quote, "If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw the best of us, not the worst." The 77-year-old Biden spoke of returning the United States to its traditional leadership role in the world in a speech designed to present a sharp yet hopeful contrast with President Donald Trump. Biden focused on helping Americans deal with the COVID-19 crisis and its related economic damage, and what Democrats portray as the chaos of the Trump presidency. And so the stage is set for November 3rd as President Trump makes a bid for re-election, with Joe Biden intent on shutting it down.